This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shiva Sena MP Milan Devara said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability."
इस साल की बजट दिस इज प्रेजेंटेड अमिड अ वेरी वेरी वोलाटाइल डिसरप्टिव वर्ल्ड द वर्ल्ड हैज नॉट सीन सच वोलेटिलिटी डिसरप्शंस सिंस द ईयर 1945 व्हेन वर्ल्ड वॉर टू एंडेड 80 इयर्स अगो एंड मैं कॉन्फिडेंस के साथ कह सकता हूं इंडिया स्टैंड्स अलोन एज अ रेयर आइलैंड ऑफ मैक्रो इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एंड स्टेबिलिटी सो एट दिस क्रिटिकल मोमेंट आई वॉन्ट टू टेक द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू अपील टू इंडस्ट्री एज अ होल पब्लिक सेक्टर एंड प्राइवेट सेक्टर टू मेक यूज ऑफ दिस यूनिक टाइम इन आर हिस्ट्री टू वर्क शोल्डर टू शोल्डर विद द गवर्नमेंट to achieve our national objectives.
Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP said the budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations, and ensuring that in the social sector, all schemes reach the people. Kanimoy of DMK termed the budget anti-poor, saying it is detached from the country's economic realities. Later, the House was adjourned for the day after completing today's scheduled business. Lok Sabha also took up discussion on the Union Budget. Taking part in the discussion, Aparajita Sarangi of BJP lauded the government for signing free trade agreements with several countries, saying that India has shown its ability to cleverly navigate in a different, changing world order. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor criticised the budget, saying that the government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat.
When vision is severed from reality, it ceases to be aspiration and becomes merely an illusion. A truly Viksit Bharat will not be built on slogans, not built on speeches or symbolism, but on delivery that reaches the last citizen of India. Turning promises into outcomes is not a favor. It is not a choice. It is our kartavya. It is your kartavya, may I say to the government.
Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day. Taking a moral stand after the opposition submitted a notice of no confidence motion against him, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided not to attend the proceedings in the House until the matter is resolved. Earlier today, the opposition gave a notice of no confidence motion against Mr. Birla. The opposition has submitted the notice to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. Sources in the Lok Sabha Secretariat said that the notice will be examined and processed as per rules. 118 members of opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and left parties, have signed the notice submitted to the Secretary General. However, TMC has not signed it. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day national conference on tackling cyber-enabled frauds and dismantling the ecosystem in New Delhi this afternoon. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the new cybercrime branch of the Central Bureau of Investigation. He also launched the State Cyber Crime Coordination Center dashboard of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, or I4C, under the Ministry of Home Affairs. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shah said that cybersecurity is now linked to the safety of the country. He said Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, or I4C, has become an important platform against cybercrime. In compliance with the Supreme Court's order, the Election Commission of India has extended the final publication of electoral rolls in West Bengal in relation to the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, to 28th of February. Earlier, yesterday, the Supreme Court ordered to extend the scrutiny period by 7 days. In Chhattisgarh, more than 6,000 couples were married today under the Chief Minister Kanya Vivah Yojana through programs organized in various districts of the state. At the main event held at the Science College ground in the state capital, Raipur, more than 1,300 couples were married in the presence of Chief Minister Vishnu Deosai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today interacted with BRICS 2026 Sherpas and country representatives. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that as BRICS completes 20 years, it stands as a valuable forum for international cooperation, consultation and coordination, taking forward its people-centric agenda. And in men's ICC T20 World Cup cricket, Group A clash between Pakistan and US is underway at Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.